This chazar is eichnish b'chachas shag from Yehuda. We're beginning a new mesechta soita, daf beis perik hamekane perik rishon. Zok the halakha mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya regarding one who was mekane. He warned his wife not to seclude with a particular man. So Rabbi Eliezer says the kinui, the warning, must be done in front of two people, and the stira, the seclusion, can be attested to by even one witness, or even by the husband himself, and she would then be subject to drinking the me'amorim. Rabbi Yeshua says that even the stira must be witnessed by two witnesses. How is one mekana his wife? If he tells her in front of two people, do not speak to so-and-so, and she then goes and speaks to that person, she remains mutter to her husband and may still eat truma if their husband's a kohen. If, however, she secluded herself with the man and remains secluded for the amount of time it takes for the beginning of tashmish, she becomes aser to her husband, aser to eat truma if her husband a kohen, and if her husband were to then die without children, she would have to get chalitza from his brother and would not be able to do yibum. We just completed Mesechtas Nazir. Why is Mesechtas Soita taught after Nazir? The Mara says it was based on the statement of Rebbe, who said in the Brayse that the parasha of Soita is followed by the parasha of Nazir in the Torah, because when one sees the disgrace of a Soita, he'll separate himself from wine. That's the reason the Tana taught Nazir and Soita in succession. In fact, if so, the Tana should have first taught Soita and then Nazir. And since the Tana taught Perek HaNoidir in Mesechtas Ksubis, he followed that with Mesechtas Nedarim. After teaching the Nedarim, it made sense to teach Nazir, which is a type of Neder. Once he taught Nazir, then taught Soita for the reason of Rebbe. The Mishnah said, Hamekana. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if someone was mekane, we suggest that it's not something that a person should initially do. The Mishnah follows the view that it's usher for someone to be mekane his wife. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said that when Rosh Lakish would begin teaching Soita, he would say that a pasuk teaches that a person is paired with a woman based on his deeds. Rabbi bar Chanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said based on a pasuk, pairing together a man and a woman is as difficult to Hashem kaviyachol as doing the kriyas yamsov. Rabbi Yehuda, in the effect of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi, said that 40 days before an embryo was formed, the baskula calls out and says who's his destined match. We see that it's not based on a person's deeds. After the Mara, a person's first marriage is predestined, but a person's second marriage is based on his deeds. Mishnah said, "The Ezra Yemir Mekane Lo Al Pishnayim V'Chulu." For the acting more, they only argue with regard to the number of witnesses needed for stira. However, they would both agree that if even one witness saw that she was actually mezana with the man, she would be prevented from drinking the me'amarim. In fact, the mission says this as well. Where do we see in the Torah that a single witness is believed for this matter? And for the Gemara, Bryce says the pasuk regarding the wife who was mezana with the man says ve'ed ein bo, which means that somehow we are certain that she was mezana, but there were not two witnesses there. It must therefore mean that if there was even one witness, because or else how do we know? So it has to be at least one witness, and we see that one witness is sufficient to be believed in this case. Maybe the pasuk means that there's no witness at all. Mara says this can't be because the pasuk says lo yakum eirach echad beish. There's seemingly no reason to say the word echad. The pasuk does so to teach that whenever the pasuk uses the word aid by itself, it refers to witnesses unless the Torah adds the word echad. For acting Gemara, this seems to say that if not for the pasuk with echad, we would think that the pasuk by Saita means that there are no witnesses at all. How can that be? If there are no witnesses, how do we even know that she was mezana with the man? And for the Gemara, we would have understood the pasuk of aid ain but to teach that a single witness is not believed. With the teaching of the other pasuk, we know that the word aid means two witnesses, and as such, the pasuk can't mean that they're not believed. We can therefore learn that the pasuk means there is one witness and that single witness is believed. Furthermore, how could we say that we would have thought that the pasuk means to teach that a single witness is not believed and the two witnesses wouldn't be needed? If that were to be the case, the pasuk should not have mentioned anything about witnesses at all. We would learn out from all monetary matters in the Torah that just as in those cases, two witnesses are always required, it's required over here as well. Furthermore, we would have thought that although in other places one witness is not believed, we would think that in the case of Saita, one witness is believed because there's a reglayim l'dor, circumstantial evidence of her being warned and secluding with the man that suggests that as the single witness is saying, and therefore the single witness should be believed. Furthermore, how can we think the pasuk comes to teach that a single witness is not believed, which would mean that the pasuk is teaching a situation of heta to her husband, and the pasuk says she was not forced, meaning that the pasuk is saying why she is aser to her husband. Furthermore, we would think that the pasuk is teaching that even with two witnesses she's only aser when she was not forced. The pasuk of Eidecho therefore teaches that the pasuk by Soita means that there's a single witness and that single witness is believed. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yeshua, Imer Mekane La Pishnayim V'Chulu. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua dashed in the pasuk of Ve'ed Ein Bo, which teaches that a single witness is believed, to teach that a single witness is believed Bo, only regarding her, to say that she was Mezana, but he's not believed regarding the Kinoi or regarding a Stira. Rabbi Yehuda dashed in the pasuk to only be teaching the Drasha of Bo, but not regarding the Kinoi. Why is Rabbi Eliezer dashing but to also teach that a single witness is not believed regarding stira? After the Gemara, he says that there's a hekesh from stira to the case of her actually being mezana. The pasuk says v'nistra v'hinitma. It teaches that a single witness is believed regarding the stira as well. The pasuk makes a hekesh from kinoi to the case of being mezana as well. The pasuk, so you should have the same type of hekesh. And for the Gemara, the pasuk of but teaches that kinoi needs two witnesses. And it's more logical to say that but is teaching regarding kinoi because stira is more stringent and that makes her also to her husband as the case of an actual znos. Maybe kinoi is considered more stringent because that's the the root of her making her usher in her through her later stira. And for the Gemara, the kina is meaningless without the stira, and therefore it's more lenient. Although a stira without a kina is also meaningless, but since the stira is the beginning of the possibility of the news, it's considered to be more stringent. Zakti Gemara, our mission does not follow the version of Rabbi Eliezer and Abraisa. Abraisa says that Rabbi Yosi, son of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, says that a kina can be made on the basis of a single witness, or even on the basis of the husband alone. But she drinks the me'amarim only on the basis of two witnesses. Two witnesses are needed for the stira. The Chum said to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, there is no end to this. What's the reason for the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda? And for the Gemara, he dashed in the pasuk of Ba to teach that for stira, two witnesses are necessary. Why doesn't he dash in the pasuk to teach that kina needs two witnesses? Mar said, because it's a hekesh between kina and the case of actual znus, which teaches that kina only needs one witness to be effective. For the pasuk makes a hekesh between stira and znus as well. Mar says that hekesh is used to teach that the minimum time needed for stira is the time it takes for an act of tashmish. For what's meant by the words of Chacham that there's no end to this? What do they mean when they said that? Mar says they mean to say that if the husband is believed to say that he was mekana, then he may easily lie and say this, bring about the situations of saita without any limit. There's nothing to stop him. For when our Mishnah Eliezer says the husband is believed regarding stira, so why is it any less of a problem of potential abuse of the system? And for the Gemara of Yitzchak by Yoitz and the name of Yechon said that Chum meant to say that even according to Rabbi Eliezer of the Braisa, and certainly according to Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah, this concern exists. Frek the Gemara, this makes it sound as if the Mishnah is a more obvious cause for this concern. However, the Mishnah is actually less of a cause for this concern because it's a true prior kinui made by two witnesses. Even the Gemara, the Chum meant that there is cause for concern in our Mishnah, and certainly there is cause for concern in the Braisa. The more obvious case is the case of the Braisa. So, the Gemara, Rachanina of Surah said, in today's times, the person should not be Mekana his wife, even if there are no witnesses, because maybe we pass on like a racist son of Yehuda, who says that no witnesses need to be present, and if his wife then secludes with the man, she'll be also to her husband forever, since there's no meisaita to prove her innocence. Rish Lakish says, the word kinoi, which means warning and usually means jealousy, is so used because the warning causes jealousy and anger between her and others. He must hold that a kinoi can be made without any witnesses, and when this is done, people then see this woman separate herself from society and become angry with her, not knowing that she was warned by her husband, and that's why he touches it in this way. Rabbi Yemer bar Shlemi, in the name of Abaye, said the word kinoi is used because this warning brings to anger between husband and wife. He must hold that the kinoi must be done in front of two people, which makes this matter of public knowledge and is embarrassing and leads to fights between the husband and wife. According to both understandings of the word kinoi, it denotes causing anger. Based on this, we can say that they both hold that it's usur for a man to be mekana his wife. In fact, according to the view that it's mutter to be mekana one's wife, what's the meaning of the word kinoi? And for the more, it's a word meaning warning, like we find it's used in such a way in a pasuk.